From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. As expected, following an opposition boycott, incumbent Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared winner of last week's election rerun with just over 98% of the vote. Election Commission Chief Wafula Chebukati made the declaration to Kenyatta's supporters.
I hereby declare Mr. Uhuru Muigai Kenyatta and Mr. William Samoei Ruto as President-elect and Deputy President-elect, respectively.
Turnout for Thursday's poll, just under 39%. Mr. Kenyatta said this was a revalidation of the general will of the people. He conceded the result may face a constitutional test. While Kenyatta supporters celebrated, small protests broke out in opposition strongholds. Dozens have been killed in election-related violence. Nairobi resident Peter Busundi called the election a nomination exercise for the ruling Jubilee Party, not an election involving everyone. Opposition leader Raila Odinga dropped out of the race, saying the Election Commission was unable to conduct a transparent ballot. The October vote was a rerun of the August 8 election, in which Mr. Kenyatta was declared winner, but the result thrown out by the Supreme Court. President Donald Trump Monday announced U.S. Special Forces captured a suspect linked to an attack on the U.S. consulate in the Libyan city of Benghazi. He is identified as 46-year-old Mustafa al-Imam, who is being transported to the U.S. to face charges including murder, the use of a firearm, providing material support to terrorists. Four Americans, including Ambassador Christopher Stevens, died in the September 11, 2012 attack. This is VOA News. The United States has pledged to back counterterrorism efforts by nations in Africa's Sahel region. The announcement was made Monday by U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley.
The United States is committed to stabilizing the Sahel region. We are proud to announce today that we plan to provide up to $60 million in bilateral assistance, which we will work with our Congress to identify, to help stand up the joint force.
The Group of Five Sahel Joint Task Force is a military unit set up by Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, and Niger. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the funds will bolster regional partners in their fight to ensure security and stability in the face of groups like Islamic State. According to Spain's state prosecutor, the dismissed head of the Catalonia region, Carles Puigdemont, and others could face legal action, including fomenting rebellion and sedition, following an independence declaration. Mr. Puigdemont has sought legal advice in Belgium following the region's declaration of independence. Juan Maria Sentes, an official with the Workers' Commission Union, said his organization has no intention of calling for civil disobedience in Catalonia following a position of direct rule by Madrid. That's to be followed by elections scheduled December 21st. Paul Manafort, who briefly served as President Trump's campaign chairman last year, was charged Monday with conspiring against the U.S., money laundering, and lying to the government. The charges surround his earlier time as a lobbyist for Ukraine. A business associate, Rick Gates, was also indicted. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the indictments by a federal grand jury, part of a special counsel Robert Mueller criminal investigation into Russia's alleged involvement in last year's election, does not involve anyone at the White House.
Today's announcement has nothing to do with the president, has nothing to do with the president's campaign or campaign activity. The real collusion scandal, as we've said several times before, has everything to do with the Clinton campaign, Fusion GPS, and Russia. There's clear evidence of the Clinton campaign colluding with Russian intelligence to spread disinformation and smear the president to influence the election.
Mueller also disclosed former Trump Foreign Affairs Advisor George Papadopoulos pleaded guilty early this month to lying to a federal agent in January about his contacts with people he understood to have close ties to senior Russian officials. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, at least five people, including a policeman, were killed in the eastern city Goma Monday in clashes between security forces and protesters demanding President Joseph Kabila step down. The country's election commission announced early this month new elections cannot take place until April 2019. The younger brother of former Burkina Faso President Blaise Compaoré has been released from French custody a day after he was detained in connection with the 1998 murder of investigative journalist Norbert Zongo. He'd been looking into the murder of a driver for Francois Compaoré. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.